You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
This is Darren Thompson, and you are listening to KBFT 89.9 FM, Boys Fort Tribal Community Radio. Well, I'm from Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin. I'm from the Waswaganing Anishinaabe Aniniwug, and I picked this instrument up while an undergraduate going to Marquette University, which is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I heard a flute in a movie, and I sparked a curiosity in me. Things just kind of fell into place from there. I didn't really have to make much of an effort. They kind of just presented themselves to me.
So you're kind of a natural at it.
Yeah, so I picked it up, and I found one at the Indian Summer Festival, which used to be coined as America's largest American Indian Cultural Festival. I just slowly taught myself. You know, I have no musical background. You know, I don't know how to read music or... But the interesting thing about the Native flute is that it's not tuned the way that other instruments are tuned. So it's a different approach to music, but it's my only experience, so it's all I know. I'll go into schools, I'll go to people's homes and host workshops and show them basically my mistakes. I've experienced teaching people who don't speak English how to play, how this instrument plays in a matter of 5-6 hours. You know, there's other aspects to it, but they can play the instrument in a few hours. I mean, it's a tremendous sense of pride, of happiness, of just gratitude, of being able to be just one part in the way that I look at it, in demonstrating who we are as Native people, as well as contributing to the revitalization of our voice. And although the instrument has changed, of course, from, you know, the 1700s, 1800s, even early 1900s, I'm still communicating an aspect of who we are and where we came from. And whether that's right or wrong or fair or unfair, you know, I will do it in a way where I respect, one, where I come from, and two, where I am.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the NetLake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.